Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 20th June 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti.
Sai Ram and welcome to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a beautiful bhajan adoring our Lord Sai as Lord Krishna. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana.
So this is the bhajan we will learn today. It's a long bhajan. It has 9 lines in all. Of course, there are some lines which repeat. But it's a very beautiful bhajan which has several names of Lord Krishna and very beautiful names Sridhara, Madhava, Damodara, Keshava, Jagan Mohana. So let's get on getting familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan and then we'll spend some time understanding the beautiful meaning of all these lovely names of Lord Krishna. So let's begin getting familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan.
Jagat Palana Jagan Mohana Sundara Sai Gopalana Munijana Sevita Madhusudana Keshava Govinda Janardana Sridhara Madhava Damodara Achyuta Ananta Narayana Sri Sai Krishna Narayana Munijana Sevita Madhusudana.
Now that we know the words of the bhajan, let's spend some time learning the tune of the bhajan. As you listen to this tune sung very slowly without any musical accompaniments, please follow and sing along so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is sung in the scale C Pancham.
Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Jagat Palana. Jagan Mohana Sundara Sai Gopalana Sundara Sai Gopalana Sundara Sai Gopalana Sundara Sai Gopalana
Munijana Sevita Madhusudana
Munijana Sevita Madhusudana
Munijana Sevita Madhusudana
Munijana Sevita Madhusudana Jagat Palana Jagan Mohana Jagat Palana Jagan Mohana
Keshava Govinda Janardana
Keshava Govinda Janardana
Keshava Govinda Janardana
Keshava Govinda Janardana Sridhara Madhava Damodara. Sridhara Madhava Damodara. Sridhara Madhava Damodara. Sridhara Madhava Damodara. Achyuta Ananta Narayana. Achyuta Ananta Narayana. Achyuta Ananta Narayana. Achyuta Ananta Narayana. Shri Sai Krishna Narayana. Shri Sai Krishna Narayana. Shri Sai Krishna Narayana. Shri Sai Krishna Narayana. Muni Jana Sevita Madhusudana. Muni Jana Sevita Madhusudana. Muni Jana Sevita Madhusudana. Muni Jana Sevita Madhusudana.
Jagatpalana Jaganmohana.
So that's how this powerful bhajan flows. It really carries you, lifts you into a different realm as you get lost in how this bhajan just lets you merge into it. Apart from the bhava element and the beautiful names of the Lord which make the bhajan, the way different notes have come together to give that feel is something so beautiful. For those of us who are keen students of music, we would love to know the raga behind this composition, how the notes are so beautifully arranged by Bhagwan to give this feel. Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on the technical makeup of this bhajan.
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you rightly said, this bhajan is so powerful to elevate you to another level of the divine consciousness, as you were saying that. Because the tune, the lyrics are the simple namavali, but the tune has so much role in this bhajan especially to take you to that heights. So coming to the raga, it is based on Shivaranjani, I can say, which has five notes.
Sa re ga pa dha sa sa da pa ga re sa.
This is a basic set of notes for the Shivaranjani, where re shuddh, ga is komal,
pa dha,
that is shuddh dha,
sa.
There is one more raga, a little addition to the Shivaranjani, called Mishra Shivaranjani. I am yet to explore on these ragas. Through this bhajan, I am getting to know many ragas. So, in Mishra Shivaranjani, you have...
Pada sari ga ri ga ga.
It's a beautiful combination of the shuddh ga and the komal ga, which really gives the pining emotion.
Ga ri ga ga ri sa da dha dha.
Often many Hindustani musicians, artists elaborate the Shivaranjani in a very, very beautiful manner, that they sing the Komal Dha as well. Sa re ga pa dha sa dha dha pa pa. And in this bhajan especially, there is a effortless deviation, I can call it, or a small bringing in of Tivrama, which gives a beautiful flavor of the Madhuvanti raga. So if you would have perhaps mapped this bhajan to similar sounding as Shesha Sailavasa or Raghukula Bhushana Rajivanayana. It's partly correct because you have that Tivrama. I can explain to you. Sa re ga pa dha sa da pa ma ma pa ga re sa da sa re ga re sa. So in this bhajan, Sundar Sai Gopa, that note is the Tivrama. Sundar Sai Gopalana. So it is not the complete Madhuvanti as such. I'm just giving the feel of it by bringing the Tivrama. Maybe there is another some family of or some set of ragas where just one note is taken from another raga, wherein it might be just as the Mishra Shivaranjani is a addition to the Shivaranjani. There may be one raga, I am yet to explore on it. But the ragas which come to my mind when you analyze this bhajan technically are Shivaranjani and exploring on the Mishra Shivaranjani, and also when you talk of the Tivrama, then I am reminded of the Madhuvanti. So it's like an essence of all this is being added into the bhajan.
The different ragas have come together.
Yes, and as I said before, the lyrics is very simple. Yes. Keshava, Govind, it's all the namavalis you're calling out.
Generally, you will find, you know, these bhajans will have words which convey that kind of pining. Like, you know, you have,
yes,
Nandalala.
Many, many times the composers do compose in that way.
Correct.
To map in such a way that the lyrics absolutely match according to the emotion,
yes,
given by the tune. But this is one example.
Correct.
Where it carries the emotion.
Yes.
The lyrics are the simple namavali, the names of the Lord.
Yes.
Yet, you are so attracted by it.
Yet it evokes that kind,
yes,
of a feeling.
Exactly.
That kind of deep pining, that kind of deep yearning for,
yes,
the Lord.
That is the power of the name of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes it might strike you that sometimes you don't require a very complicated grammatical,
exactly,
lyrics as such to really get connected. Whereas the simple names of the Lord,
yes,
through a proper tune just takes you somewhere. Something,
absolutely,
like bhajan like Mrityum Jaya Namo, Trayambakaya Namo. All these are namavali bhajans.
Yes.
Govinda Narayana. The lyrics are very simple.
Yes.
Govinda Govinda Narayana. So there are many, many such bhajans where the lyrics are just the names of the Lord, but the experience is so elevating.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Given that Shivaranjani is such a powerful raga, one of those ragas which no matter how new you are to music or how novice you are to Carnatic music or Hindustani music or any music, I think Shivaranjani is one raga which touches everyone.
Absolutely.
Maybe you should spend some time on the beauty of this raga.
Sure, bro.
So difficult to speak. In any case, we have to do the swaras for this bhajan. Let's get on with our duty.
Yes, brother. Let's take the first line.
Jagat palana, jagan mohana, gari sari ga, gari sadasa. Gari sari ga, gari sadasa. Sundara sai gopalana. Sa sa sari sada pa pa ma da pa ga. Sa sa sari sada pa pa ma da pa ga. Muni jana sevita madhusudana sari ga pada paga ga gari sagari sari ga pada paga ga gari sagari muni jana sevita madhusudana sari ga pada paga ga gari sadasa sari ga pada paga ga gari sadasa keshava govinda janardana dada da pada dada padari sada dada da padara da padari sada shridhara madhava damodara padasa dasa sa sagari sadasa padasa dasa sa sa gari sa dasa achyuta ananta narayana padasari ga 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 gari ga gari sa padasari ga ga ga
Sai Krishna Narayana. Re 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 gari sa dasa.
Re 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 gari sa dasa.
Shri Sai Krishna Narayana. Dasa sari sada pa 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 ma da pa ga.
Dasa sari sada pa 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 ma da pa ga.
Muni jana sevita Madhusudana. Muni jana sevita Madhusudana.
These two lines are same as the third and the fourth line. The swaras have already been discussed.
The beat also is the usual 8-beat.
The beat is the 8-beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jagat palana, jagan mohana.
Jagat palana, jagan mohana.
Sundar sai gopalana.
Sundar sai gopalana.
Muni jana sevita Madhusudana.
Muni jana sevita Madhusudana.
Beautiful. That definitely gives a very good overview of the raga and the beat. Thank you so much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So let's spend some time now understanding what each word of this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line, Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Once during an interview with a group of students who had finished their studies and were waiting for Bhagwan to bless them with some job, Bhagwan said, I don't need you. You people have done MBA and MSc, all this master's program. I don't have so many jobs for you. But the students were unrelenting. No, Swami, please, we want to be with you. Please give us some work. And one of the students made bold and said, Swami, we are not interested in the job actually, Swami. You can give the job whenever you want. All that we ask is you come and speak to us every day, Swami. Just keep us in this relationship. Every day, please spend time with us. And when Bhagwan heard this request, Swami said, do you think I have no other work? Do you even have an idea how many worlds I have to take care of? We know of only one world, but the Lord is the caretaker of so many universes. Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Jagat Palana, Jagat is universe. The one who looks after the entire creation is Jagat Palana. Palana is to take care. Jagat is the entire creation. Jagat constitute the word Jagat, where things come and go. Everything that is changing is Jagat. And the Lord who looks after this changing world is the changeless one. And He is called Jagat Palana. Jagan Mohana means the one who enraptures the entire universe. Mohana is the most beautiful one. He is not only the caretaker of the entire creation, but He is the one who pulls the entire creation towards Him through His magnetic love. That is the meaning of Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana. Let's move on to the next line. Sundara Sai Gopalana. What comes to mind is a very beautiful experience of a devout lady by name Gali Sharada Devi. She was blessed to be a contemporary of our Bhagwan in His avatar as Shirdi Baba. And she later came to Swami in Puttaparthi. Bhagwan affectionately used to call her Pedda Bottu, meaning big bindi, referring to the big round dot of vermilion that Hindu ladies wear on their forehead. She was a very pious and noble lady and lived in Prashantanilayam till the end of her days. From her young age, she was very devoted to Lord Krishna. She used to worship an idol of Lord Krishna. Throughout her life, She had several divine experiences and visions, and after she came to Swami, she felt the desire to see Bhagwan as her beloved Gopala. But she never asked Swami for this, but she always had this desire in her. On one occasion when Bhagwan was talking to her, she caught hold of Swami's feet and she chanted a shloka, the essence of which is that Lord is the mother, father, relative, friend, knowledge, wealth and so on. And she sought refuge in the one who is the indweller of every heart. Saying this prayer, she was holding on to Swami's feet. And in her book she writes, I closed my eyes and I put my head on his feet. And I could see his feet up to the knees. And they were covered with yellow silk. But even as I was seeing this, I could see not the feet of Swami, but I could see the vision of the six-year-old Krishna with a yellow silk robe and his little feet wearing anklets. I was mesmerized. I was lost. When I regained consciousness, when I came back to my senses a little, I said, Swami, why did you do that? Why can't you give me full darshan? Why did I see only the sweet feet of little Krishna? And Swami said, that is enough. With that half darshan itself, you are half dead. If I give you full darshan, you will be fully gone. Imagine the blissful ecstasy of Peddaputtu Amma. That is the beauty of Sai, Sundara Sai Gopalana. It is that beauty which cannot be compared with anything in the world. It is that beauty which will liberate us from this existential life on this earth. Gopala is one who is the caretaker, who looks after every being of this universe. So that is the meaning of Sundara Sai Gopalana, the most beautiful being of the universe. We move on to the next line. Keshava Govinda Janardana. One meaning of Keshava is he who destroys troubles or klesha. It also means the one who has lovely locks of hair, dark curly hair. This is derived from the word kesa, which means hair. The word Keshava also signifies the slaying of a demon named Kesi in the Krishna avatar. Kamsa, the maternal uncle of Lord Krishna, sent Kesi to kill little Krishna, but it was he who met his death at the hands of little Krishna. There's another meaning that Adi Shankaracharya has given of the word Keshava. Kesa denotes the rays that emanate from the sun. Krishna is the source of the sun, the moon, all the effulgent objects in the cosmos, and that is the reason he is called Keshava. Like this, if you understand Sanskrit, we will derive so many lovely interpretations and deep significance of these names of the Lord like Keshava. Take the next word, Janardana. It occurs in the sacred Vishnu Sahasranama and it means the one who destroys the wicked, the one who protects people from the evildoers. Janardana also means who is approached by devotees for their wishes. So Keshava Govinda Janardana. Govinda means the one who is the caretaker of everyone in the universe, because Go is not only cows, Go means the earth, Go means every living being in the creation. So again, lovely interpretations of Keshava Govinda Janardana. All the time we are referring to the one who is the master protector, master orchestrator of this universe. We move on to the next line. Sridhara Madhava Damodara. In fact, the word Damodara sends one back to the Dwapara Yuga, to the times of little Krishna. Though there were no paucity of servants, it was Mother Yashoda, the mistress of the house, who, according to traditional custom, did all the chores of the household, boiling the milk, curdling it, churning it and preparing butter. All these activities were personally done by her. One day when she woke up as usual at the beginning of the Brahma Muhurtam, she took her shower and she went to the early morning duties, and later, placing the milk pot before her, she started churning the contents, vigorously pulling the ropes which kept the churn rod steady in the liquid, all the while singing sweet hymns of God. She was churning the milk. Meanwhile, Gopala, the little Krishna, came forward with slow but steady steps to the place where the mother was churning and singing, and suddenly gave a sharp pull at the end of her sari. The mother was startled at this unexpected pull. She turned around and she was pleasantly surprised because she found, to her utter delight, her mischievous Krishna. So she immediately put stop to the churning. She took Krishna into her arms, fondled him and said, "Little one, it is not yet dawn. Why have you got up from bed so soon? Go back, my darling. Go and sleep for some more time." But the divine child lisped most entrancingly that he was hungry and began sobbing. And Krishna's sob was so pathetic, the mother knew that he really wanted to be fed. So the mother's heart melted and she placed the churning rod on one side and covered the pot with a lid, and she took Krishna onto her lap, and sitting just where she was, she started feeding him at her breast, and she stroked his head gently and softly as Krishna was there on her lap and she enjoyed nursing her little baby. But just then she heard the noise of a pot rolling down from the oven in the kitchen inside. She suspected it was the mischief of probably a cat. So she lifted the child from her lap, placed it on the floor, because she had to run to examine what had happened in the kitchen. When Yashoda disappeared into the next room, Krishna was incensed at her behavior. The little one got very angry that he was dropped in the middle of his feed. So the angry Krishna then saw the pot which was there before his eyes, and he turned all his fury towards that pot. He gave that pot a hard blow with the churning rod which was lying there, and the pot broke and curds flowed along the floor of the house. The little Krishna collected the butter, stuffed it into his mouth and hastened out of the room, because he knew that now he had committed a mistake and he is going to be admonished. When Yashoda came into the room, she saw the pot broken. She saw there was curd all over the floor and the butter was gone, and Krishna was nowhere to be seen. She knew this was the handiwork of her little Gopala. She searched for him in every nook and corner of the house. She could not find him anywhere. She went to the neighboring houses and inquired if they have seen Krishna. Everyone said that, "No, we have not seen him." They didn't know where he was. Yashoda now was really frightened, and she started thinking he must have run away, dreading punishment for having broken the pot, let flow its content. "My God, my poor child, where has he gone in this darkness?" Now she was getting very anxious. She searched house after house in the street. At last, she caught him in the act of taking down a pot of butter from a sling where the mistress of the house had kept a series of pots full of milk, curds and butter. The little Krishna was standing on an upturned mortar so that he could lift the butter pot and bring it down and relish the nectar of that butter. And seeing this, Yashoda shouted, "You thief, why are you doing this? I know this is how you behave in every house, and that is why people complain about you. Today I have seen you red-handed. You are a very, very mischievous boy. I am not going to let you go like this. If I let you off thinking that you are a little one, tomorrow you will do much bigger crimes. I have to punish you so that you learn your mistake. I don't want my family to get ill fame because you will become a bigger thief as you grow." And Mother Yashoda then brought a long thick rope, and he went near Krishna with the intent of tying him fast to that heavy mortar. Gopala, knowing her intention, slipped in and out of every door and dodged her attempts to catch him. The mother ran behind him through every lane and street. She was now running on the streets of Vrindavan. She had never run so fast. She was getting exhausted, unable to keep pace with the little Krishna. She was gasping for breath. And men, women and children, they all started laughing at her vain pursuit behind the little child. They enjoyed the fun. They derived so much merriment from the prank of Krishna and the foiled attempt of his mother to bind him. But the omniscient Lord, the merciful Lord, nothing is hidden from him. He soon realized that the mother was too tired to move forward. So he allowed himself to be caught, and Yashoda now could not lift her hand to beat him. She caught him firmly by the hand and said, "Come, come, you thief. It won't be nice if I beat you in the marketplace. I will teach you a lesson at home." And she took her by her hand. She dragged him to the side of a huge stone mortar so that he could be bound to it by the means of a strong rope. So the rope she brought was somehow becoming too short to tie that Krishna. So she went in and brought another rope. Again, this fell short as she was trying to bind Krishna. And again and again, however long the rope, Krishna seemed to grow so big that it would not reach around him. Just a bit more length was always needed to tie the little Krishna. And the mother wondered at this amazing phenomenon. But somehow, finally, Krishna, the gracious one, allowed to be tied. So somehow she tied a knot. And Yashoda then went into the house and engaged herself in regular household duties. So now Krishna was tied to that mortar. Meanwhile, Krishna now started walking, and he fell on the ground and he drew the mortar along. Went into the garden with the mortar rolling behind him. There was a huge tree with twin trunks side by side, very near each other. The mortar was caught between the twin trunks, and when the divine child gave a slight pull to overcome the obstacle, the tree was uprooted. Both the trees fell, and they fell with a resounding noise. The noise attracted everyone to the house of Yashoda. Everyone wondered what happened. There was no rain or storm, but why so much noise? Yashoda hurried to see what had happened, and she was astounded at what she saw. She saw Gopala in the midst of this fallen foliage, between these enmeshed branches. She groaned aloud and she went near the child. She loosened the rope and she carried away the child into her bosom. And even as this was happening, she saw two divine forms, both male, emerged from those trees. They fell at the feet of Gopala. They stood with folded palms and said, "O Lord, we are the sons of Kubera. We are twin brothers, Nala Kubera and Manigriva. Through the curse of sage Narada, we were turned into these trees, and we remained like this for years and years. This day has seen the end of that curse through your divine grace. If you permit us, we will go back to our destinations." And thus saying, the two divine forms disappear into the heavens. The people of Gokul Vrindavan were stunned to see such a miraculous occurring. This is the Leela of Damodara. It is not easy to bind the Lord. Mother Yashoda was trying her best, and however long the rope, it was always falling short. The Lord can be bound only when the Lord decides to be bound by us, and that will happen only when our love for the Lord is as pure and as noble as the love of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda lived, breathed, ate, drank, slept only Krishna. If we have that kind of love for the Lord, we can bind the Lord, and then our lives will be liberated. Not only our lives, everything around us will find its fulfillment. And that is the meaning of Damodara. Madhava means the one who is the master of Maya. Here you saw Krishna was binding everyone in that Maya. Only by his grace we can come out of this Maya. Mother Yashoda was caught in the Maya. The people of Gokul Vrindavan were caught in the Maya. Only by his benediction we can see the truth behind the illusions. That is the meaning of Madhava. Sridhara is the one who is the repository of all wealth. Shri is wealth, prosperity, auspiciousness. Let's move on to the next line. Achyuta Ananta Narayana. Achyuta is a name again which occurs in the sacred Vishnu Sahasranamam. One meaning is one who has never slipped from his glory, whose glory is ever intact. It also means one who never lets his devotees slip, who's all the time there for his devotees. It also means one who undergoes no modifications like birth, growth, decay, disease, who is Achyuta, who cannot be touched. Ananta means one who is limitless, beyond the reach of the limited mind. And Narayana means the all-pervasive one. So that is what Achyuta, Ananta and Narayana mean. Let's move on to Sri Sai Krishna Narayana. There's a very beautiful incident written by Mr. B.V. Raman Rao in his book Loving Lord and His Miracles. Sri Karunyananda Swami was a noted sannyasin who had spent many years serving saints like Ramana Maharshi, Sage Shivananda at Rishikesh and Sri Malayala Swami. He was also a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He used to give discourses on the Gita and he lived for a full 100 years. The last 30 years of his life were spent in the divine physical proximity of Bhagwan. Even at the age of 95, he was in robust health. One day, he was running a fever. Bhagwan asked him to come and sleep in his own room that night. Karunyananda had spread his bed on the floor by the side of Baba's cot, but he remained awake because he felt that if he sleeps and even by mistake if he snores, it might disturb Bhagwan. So he decided not to sleep. After a while, Karunyananda in Bhagwan's bedroom found a bright light on Swami's bed. Immediately he sat up erect and he looked at that light intensely. When he observed that closely, he saw that on the bed was not Bhagwan, not the Swami that he has seen, that he was living with. He found Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, on the bed with the vermilion mark on his forehead, peacock feather on his head, Kaustubha on the chest and the flute. He found the entire cosmic vision of the Lord and involuntarily he held his hands together and he started uttering, Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna, Pranadama, Shri Krishna. And Swami said, Hey, Karunyananda, are you talking in a dream? And Karunyananda said, Swami, I am watching your bewitching form. And Swami said, Hey, lie down and sleep. And Karunyananda said, Swami, by the grace of your rare vision, all my illnesses are gone now. My body is fresh. My fever is gone. I am full of energy. I don't want to disturb you, Swami. You please take rest. I will go out and take rest, Swami. He was filled with that intense experience of seeing Krishna, the Lord that he had worshipped all his life, the form of the Lord that was most dear to him. Sri Sai Krishna Narayana, Narayana, the ever-present Lord, will give us his darshan in the form we like to see him, because he is the form of all the forms. He is the repository of all knowledge, all beauty, all glory and all power. And that is what is meant by Sri Sai Krishna Narayana. The same Krishna came down as Sai Krishna. So in this line you have Munijana Sevita Madhusudana as one of the lines. Munijana means saints and sages. Sevita, the one who is served by saints and sages. Madhusudana means honey. He is the most nectarous one. Madhu also means ego. The one who kills our ego is Madhusudana. So Munijana Sevita Madhusudana means the one who removes the evil tendencies in us and the one who is worshipped by the noble and the good. So in this line you have Munijana Sevita Madhusudana being repeated. The word Narayana comes again and again. The word Govinda comes, Gopala comes. Let us ruminate, let's take any one of these names of the Lord and fill ourselves with what it conveys. If we dive deep into the beauty and the sublimity of even one of the names of this Lord, this bhajan will become for us such a liberating experience. Let's sing this bhajan once again as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Jagatpalana Jagatmohana Gopalana
Episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can send us your feedback to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. We offer this endeavor with love and humility at His lotus feet.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 20th June 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and it was hosted by Bishop Rushdie. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org, and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.